I'm a Giganotosaurus, and I was a genus of theropod dinosaur that lived in what is now Argentina during the early Cenomanian age of the late Cretaceous period, approximately 98 to 97 million ago. I was named Giganotosaurus carolini in 1995, my name honors the discoverer Ruben D. Carolini. He found a dentary bone, a tooth, and some tracks. They couldn't find the exact size and weight of me because they had so few tracks of me. I was considered a carnivore dinosaur, and I had a weight of 4.2 to 13.8 tons. The dentary bone that belonged to a supposedly larger individual has been used to extrapolate a length of 13.2 meters. Some researchers have found that I was larger than a Tyrannosaurus, which has historically been considered the largest theropod, while others have found me to be roughly equal in size, and they estimate my size exaggerated. My skull was low with rough and wrinkled nasal bones and a ridge like crest on the lacrimal bone in front of the edge. The front of the lower jaw was flattened and had a downwards projecting process or chin at the tip. The teeth were compressed sideways and had serrations. The neck was strong and the pectoral girdle was proportionally small. I was part of the family Carcharodontosauridae. I was one of the most completely known members of the group, which includes other very large theropods, such as closely related Mapposaurus. I was thought to have been homothermic, a type of warm-bloodedness with a metabolism between a mammal and a reptile, which would have enabled fast growth. It would have been relatively fast moving, and I was calculated maximal running speed of 14 meters per second, 50 kilometers per hour. It would have been capable of closing its jaws quickly, capturing and bringing down prey by delivering powerful bites. The chin may have helped in resisting stress when a bite was delivered against prey. Giganotosaurus is thought to have been the apex predator of its ecosystem.